Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in Upstate. It is a Thursday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. Hope everybody's doing well. It's National High Five Day. Boom, we're out. Did you even know there's such a thing as National High Five Day? I mean, is there a...
Yeah, because you came in with your rotator cuff all injured from high-fiving last night at the media event at the new Topgolf.
Yeah, well, first of all, I guess, what, 356 days in a year? Is that correct?
Last time I checked.
Yep. There's a day, every day.
365.
That's kind of my, after Top Golf and Hall of Fame Sports Grill last night.
Sturge has got that Lysdexia.
Oh, do I? So remember, I got to be up. I have already set my alarm for 3:45 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Man.
5:30 a.m.
Might as well just stay up and party.
Not after last night.
Pretend like you're still at the University of Alabama and just party all night.
I cannot
sleep on the plane.
What is it? They say I can still get down with the best of them. I just can't get back up like I used to. Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that comment. So, here's what we're going to do today. We're going up till 7 o'clock at 5 p.m. We're going down to Hilton Head and having a check-in with our buddy Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal. He's live down there on the golf course. It's our only PGA tournament here in the state of South Carolina, on the big tour. And, of course, it's just a perfect pairing after the week after the first major with the Masters. So we will go down to Hilton Head and check in with our buddy Eric Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. At 5:50, going to check in with a buddy of mine, Crazy Charlie, from Nashville with the Nashville Predators. He does the pregame show. And, of course, we're going to the Dallas Stars-Nashville Predators game Saturday night. So have a quick check-in with Crazy Charlie. He's been on the show before. Anytime you can get CeCe on, it is a good day. And then finally at 6:20, we'll talk with our buddy Landon Powell, the head baseball coach at North Greenville University, the former South Carolina Gamecock, the former Major League Baseball player. North Greenville having another good season, and we'll talk with Landon Powell. Outside of that, we got a lot of different little things to get into, from the NBA to some college news to the Carolina Panthers schedule came out yesterday, and they'll be playing over in London on October 13th, Diesel, in a new $1.3 billion stadium. $1.3 billion on a stadium. Wow. So outside of that, it's your Friday because I'm out tomorrow. Diesel and Patrick will be hosting for 90 minutes before we give way to the Duke and Clemson baseball game at 5:30. The Tigers needing wins this weekend after being swept by Florida State and Tallahassee this past weekend. And then, of course, the longest game in Tiger baseball history on Tuesday night down in Athens where they lost 3-2 in 20 innings, 6 hours and 33 minute ball game. So the reality is Duke coming in, it's time to get healthy, and 4-game losing streak this time of the year is not what you want. South Carolina feasted on another ACC midweek team with North Carolina the other night in Charlotte. They come home this weekend to Founders Park where they take on Texas A&M. And of course, needing wins just not only to make the Southeastern Conference tournament, but potentially the any chance to make the NCAA tournament will have to be making the SEC tournament first. So college baseball in full swing. And, of course, we'll talk with Landon Powell from North Greenville at 6:20. But, Diesel, last night, a lot of fun. Topgolf. Wow. I'm not sure what I was expecting. You know what I mean? I got the feeling you are going to have some fun out there. I mean, the only thing I felt like I was missing last night was somebody dressed up in a hockey jersey saying, "Come visit the incredible golf ball whacker guy." I mean, because there was no – first of all, I saw nothing but smiles. Yeah, I was watching. I didn't get the event was from 6 to 8, and I appreciate you and Patrick closing down the show so I could get over there. But, you know, a lot of times in life it's about I don't want to go out in public and make a fool of myself, admit that I don't know what I'm doing. Now, that we do that.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No. I'm saying a lot of people. We do that regularly. We're past that place in our life. But, you know, I'm talking, I saw women that have never held a golf club before out there trying to whack a golf ball. You know what I mean?
And don't let Krista McCrory make you believe that she's never held a golf club before, because I have video evidence both outside, you know, out back of the radio station and downstairs in the auxiliary sales pit at the time. It's now the traffic department's mm-hmm. office. Swinging off of a bare floor. So don't let her try to tell you that she doesn't hold a golf club.
I can tell you this much. Courtney's got a pretty good swing. I saw some video. I saw her in some video. So she's definitely got – but that's the fun thing. I mean, first of all, it's not a driving range. It is a entertainment facility. And, you know, you can go out there and treat it as a driving range. They got these holes. I will promise you this much. There's a better chance you'll make a hole-in-one at Topgolf than you will on the golf course because of the big old holes out there, and that's what you're aiming for and things of that nature. You know, it was torture for me, Diesel. The one thing I enjoyed doing in life, the main reason I had that shoulder surgery back on January 10th, was to eventually get back on the golf course. It's something that I like to do. It relaxes me. I don't have the time that I used to have, you know, 5-6 hours, but hopefully – that will come back here in the next couple of years. But that was torture last night, to be at a new golf facility and not be able to pick up a golf club. So look forward to down the line getting over there. And again, we're going to have some fun with our friends from Topgolf here over the coming months. But speaking of fun, Diesel, I left there and I went down and I saw Allison Chief at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. And guess what? Welcome aboard to the we put the fun in dysfunctional, no doubt about it. Diesel and I do, but welcome to the ESPN Upstate Family Hall of Fame Sports Grill. As a matter of fact, a week from today, we will be hosting our NFL draft party there at 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Matter of fact, Mark Ryan will be on the air from 1 to 4. I'll be on from 4 to 7. We may do a little bit after that leading in to the draft. We'll figure that one out as we go. But listen, you need to go by and check out this place. The food's fantastic. Teresa came down. She and I split the Cornhusker last night, which is their Reuben. And it's just absolutely fantastic. You know, Omar from Southern Culture, responsible for the kitchen. And listen, it's fantastic. It's clean. There's 25 televisions in there. They have things all throughout the week, including Tuesdays is bar trivia for dummies. It begins at 7:30. Wednesdays is music bingo. Thursdays is top shelf trivia bingo. And prizes on that include bar gift certificates, cash jackpots, progressive cash jackpots. Tuesday and Wednesdays, they have $10 burger and beer days. They hand patty their burgers. They're fresh. They're not frozen. It is unbelievable. And then Banks of Tele, 25 televisions in there. As a matter of fact, Diesel, I know where you might be this weekend. They are having a parking lot party this weekend at Hall of Fame Sports Grill for the 420 weekend. So there's going to be a bunch of food and drink specials. The away team will be playing live music in the back parking lot. Everything begins at 3 p.m. And, of course, Cinco de Marco weekend, the final. And Alice, if you're listening, not this Cinco de Mayo stuff. My birthday's May 5th. It's called Cinco de Marco. So anyway, you can actually now go in there and get the Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. They'll have it in cans. So thank everybody, Alice and Chief. And here's the deal. Chief cracks me up, her husband. Diesel, I got the feeling that you're going to have a bar stool at some point next to Chief, because is it fair to say that you're a rock and roll guy? You host 7 to midnight on 93.3 The Planet Rocks, and Chief's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I actually have somebody, you know, first of all, the goal's to get to the Hall of Fame. He's in there. Now, the goal with us here in Greenville is to get the Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Chief was the bass player for Nile back in the day. Death metal band. And they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's some talent.
Not only death metal, but like Egyptian metal. That's what they did. They would mine stories of Egyptian, you know, history. and use that as the basis of their songs.
See, there was too much watching Saturday mornings with ISIS and Shazam, you know, back when they were actually television shows and not Captain Marvel movies, you know what I mean? So that was the last thing at 11 o'clock every Saturday morning was Shazam and ISIS. And then you went on about your day because you wouldn't know anything about this, Diesel. When I was growing up, we had three stations. That was it. No
cable.
You
had to get up out of your chair and turn a dial to change the channel.
Yes, you did. But you woke up at 7 a.m. every Saturday morning because cartoons came on. And they came on from like 6 to noon, 6 to 11. The last cartoon was over at like 11, Shazam. And you would get up. My mom couldn't wake me up to go to school on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, but I'd get up at 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings to watch cartoons. And, of course, Scooby-Doo was the best. And then they went and messed it up with Scrappy. Scrappy-Doo, I never, ever figured that one out. But, next Thursday, all day, one till whenever, come join us at Hall of Fame Sports Grill for our NFL draft party. Again, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We'll let you know a whole lot more about the – and don't forget, they got, Rockstar Karaoke on Friday nights as well. So thanks to Alice and Chief and Omar and everybody over there. Look forward to having a lot of fun. And if you're looking for a place to go catch a game, like the NBA playoffs tonight, 25 televisions. I'm talking banks of TV. Really, really well done. All right, so when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. Let's take a look at this one kind of got through yesterday. They say there's a gentleman's agreement when it comes to college athletics and don't mess with people inside your own conference. Well, guess what? LSU said, hold my beer. We'll tell you about that. We're also going to get into the clip to the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant saying, oh, it's a gimmick defense. We've got a story about a high school baseball player. He accomplished something yesterday nobody has ever accomplished in Major League Baseball history. So a lot of fun things coming up today. 844-GSP-ESPN. Top of the 5 p.m. hour. Eric Boynton live from the Heritage down in Hilton Head. 550 Crazy Charlie from the Nashville Predators. 620 Landon Powell, head baseball coach at North Greenville, former South Carolina Gamecock Major League Baseball player as well. All that coming on this Thursday edition. You can get in with us on the text line at 71307. And Diesel, sometimes I see what's left over from the previous show. Mark Ryan in Offsides. Says ESPN Upstate, my wife tricked me into getting a petty, and it was one of the most enjoyable experiences of my life. J-Bo. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, good mani-pedi is a great way to relax, no doubt about it. But yesterday in Baton Rouge, if you asked 100 people what was going to happen with the athletic director, Joe Oliva, apparently 100 people would confirm that he was on his way out as the athletic director at LSU. Now, we know that he suspended Will Wade, the basketball coach, and, of course, goes to the game that weekend. And, Diesel, we saw the video where he was getting booed by his own fans. Now, he didn't go all James Dolan of the New York Knicks, and, you know, and, hey, you're banned, you can't know. So Joe Oliva is replaced as athletic director at LSU yesterday. And again, 100 people would tell you he was on his way out the door. So first of all, do you buy PR things anymore?
No. I mean, I take everything with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Every time I see something online, I immediately go try to confirm it from another source. And most people don't do that.
Right.
Most people don't even read the article. They just see the tweet in 146 characters or 285 characters, whatever it is now, and then just take that as gospel without doing any of their own research.
If it's on Twitter, it's true, right? I mean, that's what – all right, so I ain't buying this stuff at LSU. It's kind of interesting. They say that Joe Oliva they confirmed last night Joe Oliva stepped down from his athletic director's job to transition into a, quote, special assistant to the president for donor relations job. Again, special assistant to the president for donor relations. Now, they're booing you in your arena for suspending your coach. They want you gone, and now they're putting you into a job called special assistant to the president for donor relations. Ain't buying this one. They want him gone. Now he's going to be out there trying to raise money. No. So they go on to say, we are grateful to Joe for his years of service and dedication to LSU. Under his leadership, LSU athletics has become even more nationally competitive, and our student athletes have reached new levels of academic achievement. In the meantime, they don't even take 8 hours to hire their new athletic director, does LSU, and they go right to their SEC West rival, Texas A&M, and get Texas A&M's athletic director, Scott Woodward, which made me stop and think for a second, Diesel. Why? We hear Texas A&M's got more money than they know what to spend when it comes to their athletic department. You know, Texas and Texas A&M are up there on a plateau by themselves. And then you hit the nail when we were looking at it earlier. The dude, Scott Woodward, is a Baton Rouge native, so he's going home. But we don't, you know, I can't speak for the Sun Belt's gentleman agreement. Typically, you don't go take somebody from one of your conference counterparts. So going home, I think, is a little bit different. Now, the rule doesn't apply to the University of Alabama. Everybody goes and gets their head football coach from Nick Saban's staff, Tennessee, Georgia, you know, you name it. You know, if you can't beat them, try to hurt them, try to take away their guys, and that's the case, no doubt about it. But are you buying this one? The athletic director loses his job a few days after reinstating the basketball coach that was on indefinite suspension. I think this is a case where it sounds like the inmates are running the asylum there when it comes to LSU. It's going to be fascinating. I've known Joe Oliva. He was the athletic director at Duke back in the day. So, again, Will Wade was suspended 37 days. Now he's got his job back, and Joe Oliva is out as athletic director at LSU. Absolutely crazy times in college athletics. There is no rhyme or reason to it whatsoever. So interesting on that part. Now, Diesel, before I want to ask you something. Have you ever thought about your fallibility, if you will?
If you're asking me, do I admit that I'm wrong? Yes, I'm wrong all the time.
No, not that. Like how your life would come to an end, you know, fallibility, things of that nature. Let me ask you if this is, first of all, it's untimely, but considering what the guy was into and all, is this the way to go? Did you see this one? Have you ever heard of Dave Treadway, professional skier? He's a professional freestyle skier. He died on Monday at 34 years old after he was out there skiing in the backcountry around Whistler, British Columbia, and fell into a 100-foot crevasse. Wow. and died.
I think the word you're looking for is your own mortality.
Yeah, mortality. Yes. Is that for a skier in the backcountry outside Whistler, British Columbia? I get 34 years old is way too young. But would that be the way to go? I mean, you were in your element. You were in your moment. You know, it's absolutely – apparently the ski industry is absolutely devastated because this guy in Dave Treadway was – they said it was an incredible skier but a better human and apparently did a lot of videos and movies and things of that nature. But it's like Dale Earnhardt. It kind of – you know, you brought up number three on Wednesday or yesterday. Dale Earnhardt being a racer, not knowing anymore, was that the if you could have handpicked a way for him to go, would it be in the Daytona 500 coming around the track? I'm not saying there's ever a good time, but when you are identified with something that big, would that be the way to go? I mean, you're a CrossFit athlete. If your heart kicked out while you were training, would that be the way to go? Or are you going, crap, what did I put all this time and effort into this for to begin with? But the official cause of death has not been released. My guess is it's either broken bones or a heart attack, because you might have had a heart attack when you started going down over 100 feet into that crevice. So, again, there's a GoFundMe page out there for him to pay for his wife, who is pregnant. They have two sons, Casper and Raffy. And they said, listen, members of the Pemberton search and rescue team flew 12 minutes to find Treadway, conducted a safety assessment, and constructed a rigging system. It took over an hour to get him out, and during that time, he had passed away. So I tell you, you know, you're obviously passionate about skiing. I mean, 34 is way too young. You leave a wife, you leave a pregnant wife, you leave two young boys, but you know what? That's in your element, no doubt about it. All right, NBA, we'll get going tonight. We'll come back. We'll talk some NBA because, you know what? I think we got a really big ball game tonight, 10:30. It is the Golden State Warriors at the L.A. Clippers. What are your thoughts on this game? Because right now, even Kevin Durant admitted, even though they're playing a little bit of a junk defense, it's working. And now you got Boogie Cousins out for the rest of the playoffs. What's going to happen when it comes to that? Now you got Steve Kerr and Kevin Durant out there on the internet kind of disagreeing with how they should move forward at this point. To me, tonight is huge. You can't go down 2-1 and still have another road game if you're the Golden State Warriors, if you're the defending champions. You know, I know everybody's saying, oh, they quit playing. You blew a 31-point lead. You're going, even though you're the defending champions and you've won three out of the last four titles, you're going onto that court tonight with a negative thought process that you have to get out of your head. So, even though they say, you know, not that big of a deal, I'm sorry, losing a 31-point lead when your win index was 99.99%, I've got to see Golden State come back and answer the question tonight. And can they do it? We'll find out. But that's what I'm going to be watching. Now, don't forget here at 5 o'clock, we're going down to the Heritage and get caught up with Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal. But you can go online right now to upstategolfcard.com, and you can pick up your 2019 Upstate Golf Card. That is 11 rounds of golf for just $99, Diesel. I mean, that's right up your alley right there. And that's over a 75% discount. I'm talking the Preserve at Verde, Pebble Creek, Greer Country Club, the Links of Tryon, the Rock, Legacy Pines. You can't go wrong. It's the best deal in the upstate. And I promise you this much, there are a limited supply. You hear that all the time. You don't know. I know for a fact there are a limited supply of these. So guess what? You need to get yours now. And you can go to upstategolfcard.com, or you can go on Facebook or Instagram. Check out everything you need to know. All the details are there. So 844-GSP, ESPN. Are you watching NBA playoffs tonight? Secondly, is Golden State in trouble, or is it just something that we are making up as a storyline? Because I'm telling you, like Diesel said yesterday, if they actually got knocked off in the first round, he might watch some of the NBA playoffs, because a lot of people had written this thing off that Golden State was winning their fourth in 5 years. But at 10:30 tonight, they're at the Staples Centers in L.A. Listen, the defending champions have their backs against the wall. We'll tell you the other two matchups. We'll get you caught up on the other NBA series as well. But it's open phones. Does Golden State, are they in trouble? Because you know what? When there's this much chatter, it just seems that it could be. 844-GSP, ESPN. You can follow Diesel on Twitter at Diesel on Radio, me at Sturgis Sports, and of course, always at ESPN Upstate, as well as our website, ESPNUpstate.com. The first round of the NBA playoffs are in full swing now. Last night, the Boston Celtics get a 99-91 win over the Indiana Pacers. They take a 2-0 lead in that series before they go back to to Indiana. Also last night, the number one seed in the East, Bucks, go up 2-0 on the Detroit Pistons with a 120-99 win. And then finally, James Harden and the Houston Rockets with a big 20-point win over the Utah Jazz in that 4-5 matchup in the Western Conference. And I thought that series would be a whole lot more competitive, but you know, we'll see now that they go back to Utah whether the Jazz can get going. So that leaves three games tonight. You can check out on TNT at 8 p.m. The Philadelphia 76ers are at the Brooklyn Nets. They're tied one game apiece. At 9 p.m., the Nuggets and the Spurs get together. All three of these series are tied one game apiece. And then at 10:30 on TNT, it's Golden State at the L.A. Clippers. And let me ask you, I think Golden State's in some problems. Yeah, it has some problems, in some trouble. And tonight's game is big because I don't think there's any way that they want to even consider coming back to Golden State Oracle Arena, possibly down 3-1 in the first series. That's when things start getting weights on your shoulder. But Kevin Durant is given some credit. You know, a lot of people call him a big whiner and complainer and this, that, and the other. But he pointed out last night that the Clippers have done a good job. You know, a lot. And Kevin Durant is, I guess, if you like him or not, is how you took. He called what the Clippers are playing a junk defense. All right. And a lot of people, oh, dude, how can he make that comment? It's not a junk defense if it's working. But he didn't say that it was he said it was a junk defense that's working. He said, you know, they've done a really good job with it. He said they're playing a gimmick defense, which has been working. They are top blocking everything on the perimeter, so guys aren't even looking at the three-point line, just forcing guys inside the three-point line. Well, the point being on that, Golden State has made a living. And that's why I thought that they could overcome the interior loss of Boogie Cousins here in these playoffs. But if Klay Thompson's not going to get off three-pointers, you know, if Steph Curry's going to have a hard time getting off three-pointers, that becomes problematic for Golden State. Number two, where's the mindset of this team? Number three, can they just turn it on when they're ready to turn it on? I think these are all questions. And, again, tonight at 10:30, Diesel, the Clippers are an 8.5-point underdog at home, but I think this is a really, really, really big ball game for Golden State to find out where their mindset is right now. You know, we have talked for a couple of months that, to me, the last storyline in these NBA playoffs were, could somebody beat Golden State, or does Golden State beat themselves? I think tonight we start to see the beginning of that story.
Well, I hope so. We've actually got a poll up on the ESPN Upstate Twitter right now. Do you think the Golden State Warriors are in trouble, or do you think this is just all, you know, manufactured media storyline?
I do think we want to manufacture the storyline. That's what we do. But, you know, you lose a huge player in Boogie Cousins. We all know that this is likely the last go-round for this chapter of the Golden State Warriors when it comes to this particular team. Yeah, there's a lot of final chapters going on. You know, it's the final season of their arena in Oakland at Oracle Arena before they move into roughly a $1 billion downtown arena in San Francisco next year. So there's a lot of finalities, if you will, when it comes to this. And, you know, when it comes to professional sports, you can't – if you're not the New England Patriots, you really can't keep a roster intact for that long. So tonight's big, man. I promise you, if the Clippers get up 2-1, then they have nothing. What was it they said in the Waterboy? You got to let it all hang out. Just let it all hang out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, to me, it makes the playoffs more interesting. If the Warriors can be beaten, if the Warriors are beaten, I might actually sit and watch it. I don't care to watch the Warriors go out there and win another title. What is it, their 27th in a row? I don't care. I want to see this team break up. I want to see them all scatter and go their own ways. Look, we all know that all these guys are going to be fine financially. All of these guys are going to be on a team that will eventually rebuild just with some different faces. So they're going to be back in their own ways. Hopefully they're back on competitive teams where they go head-to-head against each other. I think that's the storyline that's more compelling to me going forward.
Well, and I think the NBA needs it because that is the storyline for me. It's Golden State and nothing else. Can they win? Can somebody knock them off? Or do they become a victim of their own success? You know what I mean? We'll see at 10:30. Unfortunately, I am not going to be able to see it, Diesel. You wait and see. I will not be able to get to sleep for fear of not waking up and catching that 5:30 flight in the morning. You ever have that happen?
Oh, all the time.
So we will see.
Did I set an alarm? Did I not? I'm going to check my phone. Oh, crap. I closed it. Did that mean the alarm shut itself off? I gotta open it up again and try it again. So yeah.
I will set like 2 or 3 different alarms on my phone tomorrow, you know, for in the morning. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. At 5 o'clock, we're going to talk the Heritage with our buddy Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal. At 5:50, we're going to get a little playoff hockey update from Nashville with Crazy Charlie. And at 6:20, Landon Powell, head coach of the North Greenville baseball team, former South Carolina Gamecock. They're all going to be here live with us here over the next couple of hours. So you can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. When we come back, baseball is a game of tradition and unwritten rules. When something happens that's never happened before, you know what? You got to stop and give some love to the person that made it happen. We'll tell you about this story. It blew me away. 844-GSP-ESPN. Diesel, have you ever heard the term in baseball hit for the cycle? Which is have a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. Means you hit for the cycle. Well, a high school baseball player in Ohio this week has now done what no one in Major League Baseball history has ever done before. All right, stop and think about that. You know, Major League Baseball goes back to the, you know, late 1800s? All the way through the 1900s. Now we're coming up on 20 years of the of this century. Remember when we were going through? Oh crap! You know the what was it back in the Y2K bug? Does that feel like that was 20 years ago? Well, check this one out. This high school player, Luke Borer from Perrysburg High School in Ohio, hit 4 home runs in a 22-14 win Monday night. All right, that's pretty. 4 home runs in a game. That's putting yourself into a pretty rare group right there to begin with. What made this different, Diesel? He is the first, but nobody in Major League Baseball history has ever hit for the home run cycle. He hit a solo home run, a 2-run homer, a 3-run homer, and a grand slam. He hit for the home run cycle. That's a feat that has never been done in Major League history. As a matter of fact, Luke Boyer hit a solo homer on his first at-bat, came back in the second inning with a 3-run homer, had a 2-run blast in his fourth at-bat. In his fifth at-bat, he hit a grand slam. And then in his sixth and final plate appearance, he popped out with the bases loaded. All right, so what are you thinking? Is that a pretty impressive day? You thinking this guy hitting 4 home runs in a game, Diesel, probably has a future in baseball, you know, things of that that nature? Like, hitting homers is a common occurrence in his playing career. The reality is he told the Toledo Blade he hadn't hit a home run in his high school career until Monday night when he hits for the home run cycle. If you're going to do it, go big. Go big. And that's big time. Because, listen, I'm not sure there is a sport out there that keeps better records with the history of their game than what Major League Baseball does. And they did confirm that had never been done in Major League Baseball history. So, like the kid said, Luke Boyer says, I still can't even believe I hit 1. It's pretty surreal. Now, several have come close in Major League Baseball. Former New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez hit three homers in the first four innings of a game against Los Angeles back in 2005, but didn't get the solo shot that he needed for the cycle. Also, back in 2017, Red second baseman Scooter Gennett hit four homers, but he did not have a three-run shot. So, again, that's why I say they have they keep up with this in baseball. Now, the feat has been achieved on the college level. Florida State's Marshall Douglas, in a 26-2 win against Maryland back in 1999, hit six home runs in a game total, which included the home run cycle. All right. Back in February, Arkansas softball player Danielle Gibson got the home run cycle in a win against SIU Edwardsville. So, you know, kind of interesting when you get to that type of thing. And it's never been done at the major league level. So congratulations to this kid. You think he's got a big smile. They took his bat, Diesel, and they are sending it to the Baseball Hall of Fame to be displayed. That's a pretty cool afternoon for a high school kid, a pretty cool night. Hit for the baseball cycle, find out your bat's getting sent. However, would you send that actual bat or would you send a replacement? Because I ain't giving up the bat that I just hit the home run cycle with. I'm using it in the next game and the next game and the next game. We are really, when it comes to athletes, we really have routines and stuff, and I am not giving up what I just did when it comes to that. The Braves take a 4-1 loss today. They get swept at home by the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Braves now have some problems simply in the fact that they've got bullpen issues, and they got to get this thing fixed, and they got to get it fixed now. So guess what? Get on the phone with Craig Kimbrell and get him back in the Atlanta Braves dugout because the bullpen is going to kill this team this year if they don't get this under control right now. So 4-1 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you can't take sweeps at home. You want to sweep at home. You don't want to be swept at home. You never want to be swept. But to a team that only going to come in once or twice all year long with the Arizona Diamondbacks, that is a bad few days for the Atlanta Braves. Don't forget tomorrow, Diesel, we'll give way at 5:30 for Clemson baseball versus Duke. You and Patrick Brown are going to be hosting the show. And I just found out during the previous break that I'm Fuddy, I'm Duddy, and I'm 50 years old. Y'all got an interesting topic during your 90 minutes tomorrow, and you've been back here working on it, and it's kind of cool. You're going to do, villains in sports?
Yeah, with Avengers Endgame coming out in the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about which major sports villains represent all of the villains that we've seen in the Marvel MCU so far. Hmm. So that's going to be really interesting. Which sports figure do you think is maybe representative of Bill Belichick or Nick Saban or anybody, Jerry Jones. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
It's going to be interesting, no doubt. And, of course, 4 to 5:30, give way to the Clemson Sports Network with baseball. So, some of the things we're going to get into in the final 2 hours. First, we're getting into golf when we come back with our buddy Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal. He's down on the course at Harbortown and, of course, the Heritage Classic going on. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Crazy Charlie from Nashville ahead of my first NHL playoff hockey game on Saturday night, and then Landon Powell at 6:20. But Diesel, of course, next week, it is the NFL draft. We're going to have a whole lot of things going on next week leading up into Thursday. But we want to invite our listeners out to Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton Boulevard. That's 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. And we're going to have an NFL draft party next Thursday. All right. There we'll have Yeah, the prize will, the tent's up. We're putting some Carolina Panthers stuff in there for you to win. Alice is putting in some gift cards to Hall of Fame on top of everything else. So a lot of cool things leading up to it. Mark Ryan will be doing his show Offsides from 1 to 4 p.m. I will follow up from 4 to 7 with Straight Up with Sturge. Chris Smith's going to be there with me working on some guests to come by and hang out that have played in the National Football League. So make sure you come by next Thursday there on Wade Hampton Boulevard for our ESPN Upstate NFL Draft Party. Remember, the first round is going down. We'll see how many Clemson Tigers get their name called. Right now, I think either two or three Clemson players will go in the first round. You know, they were talking four maybe during the season. I think Trayvon Mullen maybe has dropped down to a second-round pick at this point. I think Dexter Lawrence will go in the first round. Cleveland Farrell, and then somewhere toward the end of the first round, probably Christian Wilkins. So those are the three Clemson players I expect to hear their names called in the first round next week. Debo Samuel will have his name called. I'm betting it will be Friday night, probably in the second or third round, when the former Chapman High School product, the former South Carolina Gamecock, hears his name called. But, yeah, come by Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Listen, the burgers are absolutely fantastic. I've eaten the same thing the last two times, Diesel. It's called the Cornhusker. Yeah, all their food's kind of named after sports teams and things like that. It's a Reuben, and it is absolutely fantastic. No doubt about it. So our NFL draft party. National High Five Day, Diesel. Who's the one person not named Sturge right here you wish you could go get a high five from on National High Five Day?
Ooh, I want to get a high five from Ozzy Osbourne. I want to make sure he's okay. Dude's in serious trouble.
Hadn't he been for like 18 years now?
Well, hadn't he been for 60 years now? But no, he had to cancel a bunch of tour dates. Mm-hmm. He fell and he hurt himself. A couple of years ago, he was in a pretty bad ATV accident and he hurt himself pretty badly. He had to have several pins and rods put throughout his body. And when he fell last week or 2 weeks ago, he dislodged some of those rods, and so he is in serious pain.
I would like to get a high five, or how about this? I want LeVar Ball, and I want to be the guy that puts up my hand for the high five, and he goes to give it to you, and you move your hand, and you make him feel bad. And just say, you know, don't go away, man. Just go away. All right. Speaking of going, we are going to the Heritage Classic down in Hilton Head Island. It's our buddy Eric Boynton. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric J. Boynton, lead sports writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Remember, four former Clemson players playing down there in Hilton Head, as well as a whole bunch of Palmetto State players as well. So he will be on the course. We're giving him a call. We'll get an update with Eric Boynton from the Spartanburg Herald Journal from the Heritage Classic in Hilton Head. When we come back, two more hours. Also coming up in hour number two, Diesel, let's punch out the NCAA. They're at it again.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.